This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Imagine what we would be talking about if Obama were president. The Puerto Rican mayor wouldn't be complaining about the services that she's getting from the federal government. And we went through a litany of the things that Donald Trump and FEMA initiated initially in order to save lives. And the president came out and said, look, we couldn't get ships to dock. Yet truckers that didn't show up to work, Teamsters who refused to drive, not that they could because the roads were jacked up. Many of them couldn't get to people. Trump said, look, you got to also help yourselves. People look, oh, he's telling me they got to help. What are you talking about? When there were tornadoes that ravaged the Midwest and the South, Joe the Plumber and I won a tour. It was back in 2011. And if it weren't for people coming out with chainsaws and all that, I'm glad FEMA was there. I'm glad, you know, we have an emergency management agency. The problem is they couldn't get to everybody fast enough. The beauty of America is relying on your fellow man. God knows the world has certainly understood that. It's one thing for the government to help, which, by the way, it's our money. That's an organized help. The one where people go, oh, this earthquake happened in Haiti, let's do a GoFundMe, let's do this or that. That's the people springing to action before government can even think about what it wants to do. But holy cow, if Obama were president, that Puerto Rican lady would be kissing his behind. And you all know it. She wouldn't have taken this rabid stance. If Obama were president, that lady, that librarian who rejected Melania Trump's Dr. Seuss offer, would be singing the praises of Michelle Obama. If Obama were president, in Vegas it happened, we'd be talking about nothing but gun control. There wouldn't be, you know, the discussion around who died, and the left would shift gears. It would strictly be gun control. They'd be praising his response, talking about he gave an amazing speech, and he did this, and Las Vegas is in safe hands, and I could go on. Name me anything Donald Trump has done. Let's put Barack Obama on it, and you'd watch the media spin 180 degrees so fast you wouldn't even know how to. You'd be like, were they going that direction? I could have sworn they were going that direction. Nope, what are you talking about? Nope, always going this direction. It would be uncanny if Donald Trump weren't president and Barack Obama was. And for the record, if you believe in your, if you believe as I do, if the unemployment rate were dipping down to 4.3%, if our trade deficit had dropped the most that it had prior to the election, if the GDP, I don't know if you guys saw this report, our GDP used to be something like $14.5 trillion. That meaning the productivity of America was, that's how much money we generated. Now, that's an older number. It could have gone up to $17 trillion, whatever. But it's the annualized amount of money if everybody's working and we're at full capacity. That number is almost $20 trillion now. It's over $19 trillion. In the short amount of time Trump's come into office, we've added trillions to our GDP, to our productivity. You hear anybody talking about this? I talked about the economic impact of Donald Trump since. I talked about the stock market. 18,250 when Donald Trump took over, 22,600 the other day, and climbing. Don't be shocked if the stock market ends up 23,000 before the end of the year. Don't be shocked at all. Don't be shocked if the stock market is at 30,000 by the time Trump leaves office in his second term. What else do you want me to tell you? Now, if anything close to this was happening and it was Barack Obama, not only would the left be singing his praises, so would I, and probably so would you. Are you looking forward to the day when Donald Trump gets his tax policy in and corporations start bringing money back to America and we start looking for innovative ways to put people back to work? I look forward to this. American people are very productive, and we will adjust to the new world. Let me put it to you this way. They say the world is changing, all this automation. The world's been changing since the beginning of time. All this automation. So what they're telling us is this. At some point, if you're flipping burgers, they're going to automate that, and you're not going to be able to do it. But you know what you might do? You might flip specialty burgers. Think about the number of specialty burger places there are now. We love Shake Shack. Okay? But there's In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Bob's Burgers. I could probably name you five burger franchises that are not McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, the big boys, but they're little guys making a specialty burger. A Shake Shack is amazing. If you're in New York in Manhattan at some time, go there. They got them. They're now opening them all over the country. But well, I shouldn't say that. But I know they're in multiple locations. But go to Shake Shack and get a burger. It's amazing. Culver's. I love Culver's. I'm giving commercials. I need to be looking for endorsements here. But my point to all of this is that ingenuity will find its way, because that's what America does. And what Donald Trump is doing is he's inspiring you to do that. These 3D printers, I don't know what's going to come out of them, but I bet you there's going to be a boom in people making their own specialty products. You're going to be forced to find your talent in the new world. And that's good, because in America, there's lots of talented people. I can't wait to see what happens. I don't fear what's about to happen. I encourage it. I want to see what we do. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I want to talk about a professor that made what I think is one of the silliest comments. We touched on it the other day, but I want to cover it fully today. And I also want to talk about a Democrat who showcased real the Democrats' true feelings towards blacks, but it was black against Hispanics. So we'll talk about that today. And also a professor who got himself arrested. Possible. You know what? The next segment, I'm going to talk about these Russian cannibals. I've been dying to talk about this couple. I don't know if you guys heard about them. But keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. It's a crazy story. Russian cannibal couple. You heard about these guys? I didn't do any research on it. I saw the headline, and I was like, what? And you'll see, they got a picture of them side by side. Russian cannibal couple. And the title said, killed and ate 30 people. Killed and ate 30 people. That's one way to cut down on the grocery bill, I tell you what. Holy little shop of horrors. Mother of Jeffrey Dahmer? Seriously? Come on now, Russ. And they're following my page, and I mentioned this last hour. The Russians are following my work. I'm not sure if I should be flattered or if they invite me over for a meal. I may have to turn Vladimir down. Vlad, please. Killing and eating people. Wow. Who does this? Even if they told me humans were delicious, I just couldn't do it. Could you do it? Look, in a survival circumstance like that, you know that, what was it, the plane that crashed in the Andes and and then these guys eventually ended up having to eat their friends. I understand something like that where you're, it's like, look, eat this or die. And it would be tough, but, you know, you get hungry enough. I've seen guys, man, whoo, they eat, you know, stuff that, you know, like that song, like Fear Factor. Worms and stuff. And you know what's funny about it is they'll tell you, like the Aborigines eat these, they go into these trees, dead trees, like where these things burrow in, and they get these grubs, and they eat them, and they say it tastes like peanuts or whatever. And I go, I'll just eat peanuts. Yeah. I don't want anything. I don't want to eat your guts. You know what I mean? Because they just roast them and eat them. Like a delicacy, like a piece of candy. No, not me. I don't want the worm at the bottom of the tequila bottle. No. You have it. You have it. Yes, you. I don't even like the drink. It's mezcal. It's not tequila. It's mezcal. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for correcting me on air. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go have some mezcal. You can have the worm. Oh, no, I don't. I give these guys grief. They're good guys. My producers are amazing. Man, eating 30 people. Who does that? I bet you the body count's even higher than that. You know, that's just what they know. That's what they're willing to admit to. Here's a place where this Russian couple could do some good. Yeah, maybe save the city some money burying folks like Chicago. You know what I'm saying? 32 people were shot last weekend during the NFL. 32 people were shot and a man killed along the Chicago River on the north side. And a 13-year-old boy was wounded while riding his bike in Little Village on the west side. That was according to police. Between Friday and early Monday, at least 4 people were killed, 28 others wounded. You know what's funny? When you look at the Chicago killings or shootings, if you look, there'll be 3 different panels that'll show up if you do like a Google search. And they'll say things like, 4 people killed, 28 wounded. Then the next panel will say, 4 people presumed to be dead, around 28 wounded. They don't get it right. There'll be 3 different panels with 3 different statistics. That's how bad it is. They cannot keep up. They're just guessing. But anyway, this one we report, I think this one was a Chicago Trib. The man killed along the Chicago River was found around 12:15 a.m. Sunday on a sidewalk, and it tells you the location. The boy, that's the 13-year-old boy, was shot in the arm at about 2:40 p.m. Saturday in the 2500 block of South St. Louis Avenue when a gunman got out of his light-colored vehicle and fired. Police said he was taken by ambulance to the Stronger Hospital where he was listed in good condition. 2,877, the number of people shot in Chicago this year, down about 400 from last year. There have been at least 525 homicides. I love that. At least. We don't know the exact count just yet. 50 fewer than this time last year when gun violence hit levels not seen in 2 decades. It's still outrageously high. Chicago will probably hit comfortably 600 to 650 murders this year. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any of the athletes that would even say a word about it. They wouldn't even know who was shot, who was killed. 13-year-old boy. They don't release his name because he's 13, but it doesn't matter. 13-year-old kid shot. Guy gets out of his car to shoot him. Now, here's what's interesting about that story. So there are people, especially you white folks, y'all listen to the story going, I can't believe it. A guy would get out of his car and shoot at a 13-year-old boy riding his bike. Oh, that's just awful. And I know, I get it. Y'all are like, this is a child. And let me tell you what this 13-year-old did. He's probably dealing dope. That was a rival dope dealer who rolled up on him and tried to kill him. And the 13-year-old boy, it wasn't like he's some 13-year-old boy. He's coming home from school, doody-doody-doody, going to go do his homework and watch, you know, Johnny Danger or whatever the show is called. And Henry Danger. He's just going to, he's a kid who's involved in something. This was not, oh, it's a gang initiation and you got to go kill a kid on a bike. This was a kid that if you saw this kid, he probably would scare the crap out of you. It would be brown underwear. He's packing. Probably got a gun. Yeah. But I get it. You know, you see these stories. If you don't know what to look for, you're like, oh my gosh, Kevin, the violence in Chicago. Yeah, you're right. It's bad. It is bad. But, you know, my kid is, he's about to turn 11. My youngest is about to turn 11. And this kid is in no way streetwise, but he is light years ahead of me when I was 11 years old. Holy cow. And we got him out of the hood so he could grow up and know that you can actually ride your bike in the streets, in the suburbs, without getting shot at. You can take your, he's got one of these little scooters, you know, that you move with your leg. It's like a skateboard with a, you know, with a handle on it, you know. Anyway, he's got a scooter, and he and his buddies drive around, go around. We'll let him go a couple of blocks over to the park without panicking, because it's so safe, right? But in St. Louis, there's no way I'd let this kid out. Shoot, this kid would be making more money than me within 2 weeks dealing drugs and having me, I'd be a drug runner for him within a month. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be running drugs. It would take longer than a month. As a kid, I'm just joking. These are the jokes. Man. But yeah, the murder rate, and the thing about me is the blatant disregard of it. They don't care. I just don't care about this. More to come. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, this Democrat went off on protesters, black protesters. I don't know where this happened. I'm thinking, did it happen like in the Valley? Was it in Houston? It was obviously where there's a big Hispanic population. And here's what I can tell you about the blacks and the Hispanics. And this is what makes immigration so interesting to me, is that black folks on the ground, the non-elite blacks, the non-leader blacks, they don't like the idea of these illegals coming to town, coming in. They don't like it at all. They get it. But the leadership is trying to force this battle. Jerry Hudson of the SEIU, he's a senior VP, black dude, he called it a battle royale between the blacks and the Hispanics. But he says, you know, you can talk blacks into allowing for illegal immigration because, you know, we can play on their fears in some other areas. We'll tell them, if you don't let this happen, these white boys are going to continue to leave. Oh, we can't let the white boys do it. And that's what they've done. But there's a real beef between blacks and Hispanics in terms of illegal versus legal. And most of it, believe it or not, especially on the West Coast, has to do with drug gangs. Because the ordinary folks, black folks don't care that they're Hispanics in America or in any way, shape, or form. They care like everybody else that what happens is when they bring these illegals over and they can't read, you know, they don't know English, can't speak it, can't read it, etc. It gives them not a leg up, but they become a burden on society. And that burden manifests itself more in black communities than it does elsewhere. They're smart enough to realize that. But do they do anything about it? No. They still support the same people that give them that craziness. But what I love is when the truth comes out about what these people really believe about each other, what blacks think about black leftists, think about Latinos, and what Latinos think about black leftists. And I'm speaking in this case specifically about Mexicans. Because there's a big brouhaha now, and I want to play the clip of this Mexican dude who's mad about black people coming to protest and what they're saying about Mexicans. We've bleeped out the language and we had to bleep out a lot of it, but I'll try to tell you what he's talking about, and I'll do it as it goes along.
I really don't understand that. I down in their Nissan Stadium from. They're coming down to my f***ing city, and they're now trying to f***ing put everybody in jail because they think we're a bunch of Mexicans that hear our wives, which could be further from the f***ing truth. But that is how they see us. They're a f***ing, I will say it. I would never dare use that word, but you know what? Yes, there are. The f***ing in there that we think that all of us are f***ing backward leaders.
I know that was a little bit difficult to understand. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. But that's a young Hispanic Mexican dude who's a leader. And I probably we should have done a little bit more research, but I don't know where he's from. But he shows a true Democrat. You show me a Democrat, I'll show you a racist, folks. And in case you've allowed the establishment to think for you, I'll explain racism to you. See, leftists allow blatant racism to occur, and they pass it off as something else. So the obvious racism of Black Lives Matter terrorists who are called social justice warriors. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, do you need another example? Look at these black multimillionaire snowflake NFL players who took a knee for black oppression. And in case you missed the irony, pampered black multimillionaires complain of the black condition. I'll sign up for that complaint all day long and twice on Sunday. Pardon the football pun. Their complaint is that 6% of America, black men, who commit 53% of the murders are being killed by police. I know, it's a shock to believe, folks, that law enforcement would dare target the lawbreakers. But let's move on, shall we? The Clintons are racist. Known for using the N-word, I have friends who are Secret Service that work for the Clintons, two of whom both confirm Hillary Clinton drops the N-word like F-bombs, I mean like chiclets in Mexico. She's got disdain towards blacks. She considers black people useful idiots, and she treats them like that publicly. I don't feel no race card. I've come too far. Moreover, both Hillary and Bill Clinton eulogized the Klansmen, and if that isn't enough, you've heard me talk about it, Hillary, called a vile anti-Negro Margaret I Love the Klan singer her idol. Now, can you imagine if Trump eulogized the Klansmen, then idolized a supporter of the Klan, a woman who called Negroes human weeds? What would we be talking about? So why would I be surprised to learn that a Democrat used the N-word to describe black people? That's like learning rattlesnakes bite. I repeat, Democrats are racist. They put up a good front, but behind closed doors, folks, Democrats reveal themselves regularly. And sadly, they don't even have to be behind closed doors. Here's how BizPak Review describe this hot mic moment. A Texas Democrat is in apology mode after being caught on tape using racial slurs in a rant against two African-American prosecutors. These weren't protesters. I stand corrected. They were prosecutors. It says Brownsville City Commissioner Cesar De Leon was nailed in a series of recordings released by citizen journalist Erasmo Castro complaining about the hiring of two black prosecutors in the border town of Brownsville. There are a couple of I'm going to take it. I have to clean it up. There are a couple of F and N's that Luis Sainz is getting, and I don't know where he's getting them from. They're coming down from my effing city, and now they're trying to effing put everybody in jail because they think we're a bunch of Mexicans that hit our wives, which couldn't be further from the effing truth. But that's how they see us. They are F's. And I would say this, that I would never dare use that word, but yes, there are a couple of N-words in there that think that all of us are effing taco eaters. That's what you heard on that audio clip we played earlier. Now, have you heard the fake news media report on this? This kumbaya between the Mexicans and the blacks because they dare hire two blacks down there to kind of get things straight. I don't know why they hired two black prosecutors. Prosecutors tend to be more conservative in thought. Prosecutors tend to be people that say, look, I'm here to look objectively at the law, and if you need to be prosecuted, I'm coming down on you. So let me tell you what's happening. The Mexicans don't like it that black folks are coming down and laying down the law. See, the way the left let people rule each other, they say, you are ruled by people that look like you and talk like you, etc. So these Mexicanos are upset that a couple of black people are coming in going, now look, Mexicans, stop beating your wives. Hey, man, we can tell ourselves that you cannot beat your wife, man, but you cannot come tell us the same thing, okay? It's like you can use the N-word. So that's what this beef is about. I don't know who these black prosecutors are. I don't know who hired them. All I know is if you are in Sheila Jackson Lee's district in Houston, Texas, and you bring in two Mexican prosecutors, you will get the same reaction. Black folks will be like, who gonna bring in these? And they'll use some derogatory word for Mexicans. Who gonna bring in these people coming here telling us what to do? Like we a bunch of, you know, effing N-words that beat our wives. Can you imagine that conversation happening? Where's the NAACP protesting and demanding the removal of this guy that made this comment? The removal of Cesar De Leon. And what of the battle of the races that pits blacks against Latinos that De Leon seems to discuss? He apologized. For those of you wondering, he did. I want to apologize to the citizens of Brownsville or whoever had to listen to those tapes because there's a lot of profane language and that was a private conversation. It was never meant to be public, but it's very important that people understand that I'm very apologetic. That's what he said. I'm not lying. I want to apologize to those who had to listen to the tapes because of the profane language. And that it was a private conversation. Don't expect the left to correct itself over this, folks. That's how blacks and Latinos on the left feel about each other in private. They pretend to get along in public, but they are not friends. Their only agenda is to topple what they believe to be is the establishment. To topple white folks. And anybody that supports white folks, I support white people. You want to know why? Because y'all are civilized. I can go to your countries and feel safe. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. There is a USC professor who's under arrest. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yep, he's under arrest, and for reasons that she's under arrest, and I'm not even surprised by this. You heard of this disorder called Munchausen by proxy, where people, and I don't know if it's typically women, but it seems like every time I've seen it, it's been women. But women, for example, would have Munchausen by proxy. They kill their babies, and because it gets some sympathy, And because people are like, you know, like you have a baby, and then you're the baby's crying, all that, and everybody's sympathizing with the baby, and you go, no, I don't want you sympathizing with the baby, so you kill the baby, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, she lost her baby, and so they're like all upset, and so she, you know, soaking it in, they're like, oh my gosh, anything we can do for you, because in that tragedy, people, the goodness of people come out, so it's like you're training. This woman gets a crazy idea that the more I kill, the more people love it. So I saw this one story, no lie, this lady killed, I want to say, 6 or 8 kids. It was a crazy number. And it got to the point, like after the 4th one, they thought, wow, she's just the most unlucky mother, because they thought it was SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. No, this chick, this crazy lunatic was killing her own chitterns. Killing them. And it was like one of the biggest cases. And I think it was one of the cases where they called, you know, they finally said, okay, she's got Munchausen's by proxy. And I guess Munchausen's is when you seek adoration and you do things to yourself. Like you're always sick or you're ill or you fake like you've got cancer. By proxy means you do it through somebody else. If I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong about that, you know, correct us. Send us a note to kjradio.com or call the show, 844-551-8255. But I saw this story and went, a mother killing her own children to gain, to garner sympathy. Who does this? People do it. And then it made me think about it in terms of, well, what do we see? We look at Hillary Clinton, who says, I took shrapnel fire when I was landing the jet in Bosnia, and they're going, no, you didn't. Sinbad's like, she didn't take those. What? I was on the same plane. She didn't take no shrapnel fire. What are you talking about? If they shot at her, they shot the rest of us, and we were all drinking and having a good time, telling jokes. Sinbad was like, that didn't happen. Hillary, well, I don't know what his recollection was. Well, we have video here, Hillary. And so they show Hillary and Chelsea getting off the plane, going down the line, shaking hands of troops and meeting with little kids and no gunfire, nobody panicked to hit the ground. And so they go, well, what about this? Well, what you're seeing there, that was, well, it was kind of, that was sort of after the thing, you know, they had gotten their rebels under control. It was so funny to watch her as they're showing her. They're showing her you're lying. You are blatantly lying through your teeth, woman. And she's like, well, you know, it's a misunderstanding because what you weren't there. That's when people get indignant. Yeah, what you talking about? I mean, what you trying to get all up in? Were you there? You were not there. Were you not? No, you were not there. And therefore, if you were not there, how could you possibly know what has happened? Well, we do have the video of the video. Yeah, but still, what about you? And I see these insane arguments that are done by the left once they're found out. What about Brian Williams? Brian Williams bringing you the news. Yes, we were on that plane and had to divert around because they were taking fire. We were taking fire. We were lucky to land that bird, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this guy is literally creating a fiction lie on top of lie on top of lie. Why? Because it wasn't enough that he's making a fat paycheck. It wasn't enough that he's seen every single night and people looked at him as, you know, a believable guy. He's got that believable guy face, doesn't he? He ruined it for everybody. All the believable guy faces, people that were vending those went, man, shoot, you got to send back the inventory. All these journalists, they were kind of patterning themselves after Brian Williams. Because Brian Williams patterned himself after Peter Jennings and Britt Hume, not Britt Hume, and others, you know, but people like that. That style that we got used to, you know, going back to the days of Cronkite. And so Brian Williams appeared to be that guy. Believable. Then they start looking at all his lies. And that reminds me of the dude who was writing a story for some leftist magazine. And he's making up stories. Making them up. To the point that he got so good at it, they weren't even checking his sources. Does that sound like anything CNN? I'm just checking. They need to check his sources. New York Times. He's writing for a major publication. And they're just going, hey, if he said it, it must be good. Then they go back and look and they find out that the majority of his work is made up. Narratives that they want. That's the left. You make up the narrative that we want and we'll let you slide. You can get away with it. Example, folks, after example of lying, lecherous, fake news building, fake narrative promoting leftists who don't care what the consequences are. And see, this is the thing. I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear. I don't know how you feel. It's like in my business. I run this business. I tell people, they're like, well, Kevin, you know, this is looking really good here. I go, look, you know, this report doesn't have to rain sunshine. You need to tell me what are our dangers, what are our pitfalls. We call them SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths, I probably already know. Weaknesses, I want to know. Opportunities, for sure. Threats, yes. So, you know, when you do an analysis of these things, you'd be crazy not to want to know the truth. But anyway, leftists, they don't. They want to hide it. And worse than that, they want to build themselves up. Brian Williams couldn't help but to become bigger than the story. Hillary Clinton wants to be bigger than the president. She got her butt kicked, and she won't go away because we haven't put her butt in prison. But she wants to feel that she's bigger than the president. And she was willing to tell you lies. Lies on top of lies to make it happen. It took an act of God to keep her from being president. Hillary Clinton told you that she was she deleted emails because they had yoga and some personal things between her and her husband, who, by the way, says he doesn't use email, and she was doing Chelsea's wedding. That's it. That's why I didn't want you to know that I was hiding a server in my bathroom basement and not using the State Department server. Deleted 33,000 emails, but here's what it is. And then when she finally gets caught, she doesn't admit it. She just says, well, you know, I probably didn't use the right judgment in doing that. She can't tell you the truth. It is an impossibility for her to truly tell you what's on her mind, because she knows that if you knew she thought like you, where she says, I believe that black folks are committing too much crime and getting away with it. I believe that the racism in this country is coming from Democrats. I believe that we should close our borders and respect our laws. I believe that we should not be letting refugees in. She will never admit to you what she really believes. Anyway, what I want to tell you about is this professor. False shooter claims. University of Southern California professor told students there was a shooting on campus on Monday, prompting frantic students to call 911 before she got arrested. They won't identify the professor. They say she was going through some sort of episode shortly after noon when she urged students to take cover because of an active shooter. Now, here's what the gist of this story. There's a crazy professor at the University of Southern California who's alerting students that there's a shooter when there isn't one, in a time when these kids are probably pretty geared up over the Las Vegas. But the school doesn't want to tell you who it is because it could ruin the professor's reputation. Yeah, it doesn't matter that your kids are scared crapless or that the next active shooter thing they may disregard. No, they want to protect the professor. Just like the left protected Hillary Clinton, how NBC protected Brian Williams, and I could go on. They protect their liars and their scandalous scallywags at your expense. This woman's crazy and needs to be removed.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.